This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than 125 groups are urging the federal government to cover canals with solar panels. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The federal government owns more than 8,000 miles of canals and aqueducts to move water around. In hot places and regions with water shortages, like the Colorado River, some of that water evaporates on its journey. There might be a way to prevent evaporation and create power in the process. In a new letter, environmental and conservation groups are asking the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to install solar panels above these canals. The signers say that could provide energy to 20 million homes. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado are part of a multi-state effort to draw attention to short staffing, which workers say is compromising patient care. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
About 1,000 Kaiser workers showed up for an informational picket in Aurora last weekend. The workers' union and the healthcare giant are in the midst of contract negotiations. The current contract expires on September 30th. And there hasn't been a work stoppage. Stephanie Felix-Soey is president of Service Employees International Union Local 105, which represents Kaiser workers.
It's very important to educate and bring awareness to the public throughout the process.
The sides have agreed on a goal to hire 10,000 workers this year, but the union wants details on things like training and pay raises that are needed to reach that goal. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Come find more of what's going on around Colorado at CPR.org. And rain is likely wherever you are in Colorado, especially along the Front Range.